knees rattling and his fingers tingling. In all honesty, and as in most flights of fancy dreamt up in the span of a few jealousy-riddled seconds, he hadn't thought he would actually see this whole early graduation thing through. It had been one of those random inspirations, not unlike those he'd had before, or any other that came after. Perhaps the only difference was this one seemed plausible. Even easy. He had always been an excellent student, and applying himself to harder classes and a larger workload hadn't troubled him all that much. Time spent focused on schoolwork was time he didn't have to torture himself over what Savannah and Daniel were doing at any given moment. Where the asshole's hands were, where his lips were, what he was talking her into doing, what she had already done with him, what Wes had always hoped he and Savannah would do together, the barriers they'd cross, the plateaus they'd reach. Until high school, until Daniel O'Malley, they had been each other's go-to for new experiences. There was nothing Wes didn't want to share with Savannah, and it had always been that way as long as he could recall. From R-rated movies to a stolen pack of smokes they'd extinguished some Saturday night on the campus of some teeny elementary school. To Wes's knowledge, her first and only foray into anything nicotine. Given how sick she'd gotten, how she'd managed to smoke as many as she did, feeling as poorly as she claimed, he didn't know. But she'd wanted to keep up with him, and keep up she had. Not so long ago, Savannah had asked him if he had smoked since.
"No," he'd said. "Didn't much care for it."
It was the truth.
"Good," she wrinkled her nose. "I'd have to disown you."
"Watch that cancer vid in health, then."
"Yeah. I think they should start showing it in kindergarten. If black lungs and jawless old men can't scare kids into not doing something..."
"You still would have tried,"
he'd retorted, smirking. He knew his Savannah. No warning label could scare her off once she had an idea in her head. And she'd wanted to try those cigs. It was something adults did, and since her father had left home, Savannah had seemed every part the little girl trying to fit into a grown-up world. There were just some things more adult than others. Some adult things Wes had wanted to share with her since he could remember, though his feelings had always been very adult, in ways he knew beyond just thinking so. Everyone, he wagered, had their childhood crush, had their girl next door, had someone like Savannah in their lives, someone they adored beyond reason but never got to adore up close and personal. And, he reasoned, most people got over those feelings. Most people would assume what Wesley suffered was an affliction of puppy love, or find some other patronizing way to say, "This isn't real, you'll get over it." Wes's hand slid into the superintendent's in a hearty shake, his cheeks now burning, his lips stretched in a forced smile. He heard someone tell him to turn for a picture, and he did, though the movement seemed mechanical. He was really leaving. It was final now. Savannah would start her senior year at Plainview without him. Though she wouldn't be short on company. She'd have Daniel. And for whatever Daniel didn't do for her social circle, she had Allie, her other best friend. She didn't need Wesley the way he needed her. Wes swallowed hard and blinked against the strain of the camera's flash. He heard cheers from the crowd of proud parents and friends, but quickly realized another name had been called, and he was expected to rejoin the ranks of diploma-received, newly graduated students in the fold-out chairs strewn across the basketball court. He managed a quick shuffle and made his way down the metallic rows until he landed in a place that felt familiar. But in truth, nothing felt familiar anymore. Not the seat, nor the gown, nor the rolled-up, makeshift diploma currently crushed in his hand. His skin burned and sweat gathered at his nape. The legs on which he'd stood hadn't yet stopped shaking. He realized, as he sank into his seat, that he hadn't much thought of the next step in this whole early graduation thing. College seemed a given, but the one he selected was so far away. So completely on the other side of the world, in fact. His mother's connections assured he had no trouble receiving Oxford's coveted acceptance, and his own grades hadn't hurt either. What he lacked in extracurriculars, he made up for in applied focus in the classroom. His teachers and a local professor for whom he'd helped grade papers had written him glowing letters of recommendation. There was nothing left to want, because with a degree